truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
A you sense. Can accuse them of malfeasance. You can accuse them of dropping the ball, of having an awful plan, and all of that would be justified. But to suggest that they would
look at it from the big picture, essentially,
the investigation has determined that Mr. Woods is at fault in the crash.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is the bitch, and we take you through the looking glass of talk radio. Allegations of multiple affairs have surfaced in the Tiger Woods story. Bobby Dooley's going to join us to discuss it this hour. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Also along with her will be her husband, Steve Dooley, as we talk about this story that, like most stories having to do with celebrities, it's just not going to go away, so we might as well just face it down, man, because that is the order of the day. I want to remind you that our website is philhendryshow.com. You can go and check out our live streaming video, live streaming audio, and also go and watch the archive. So if you can't see the show for whatever reason or listen to it the next day, you can watch it. We have a five-day video archive. We also have a archive of all of our audio, so you can download every single show that we have done here, with, you know, the odd exception. We do have people calling in, you know, emailing us saying, what happened to 2001? Well, 2001 is coming, you know. It's maybe we'll call it the lost episodes. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering about that. And that, and another one is December 1997. What happened to that?
I don't know what happened. We'll find it. Don't worry about it. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Tiger Woods' cheating scandal grows with other woman coming forward with voicemails. So says the news today, coming out about the Tiger Woods situation. Several other women are coming forward claiming they had affairs with Tiger Woods, according to Radar Online. What's more, one of these women claims to have proof in the form of voicemails from the golfing great. The voicemails are said to be explosive. RadarOnline.com has not heard the voicemails nor verified their authenticity. But they, quote, confirmed that at least two more women are being linked to Tiger Woods in sexual affairs. One of those women is Jamie Grubbs, and she has come forward to U.S. Weekly. That story will be published on Thursday. Joining us from Western Estates in Southern California, Bobby and Steve Dooley for the Western Estates Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization. Bobby and Steve, good to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil.
So what do you believe is going on here? This is a story that started out with an automobile accident. Then we found out that the wife was upset. Now we have Radar Online, which, as you know, is trying to position itself as a pretty significant competitor to TMZ. What do we got here?
Well, really, Phil, I think what we have is a modern American marriage that has turned into a rather embarrassing spectacle, I think, for the Woods family, but not for the reasons that you or I might suspect. The reason why it has turned into the embarrassment that it has is because there are so many women who have been misled, either by popular television programs, by many of these modern so-called psychologists, by a great many other women, to believe that there is no such thing as infidelity. Every modern woman should understand that men are going to cheat. What shocked me about the Tiger Woods story isn't that Tiger Woods, a professional championship golfer, a man who is worth a great deal of money, a man who is an attractive man. What surprised me wasn't that he was involved with other women. What shocked me, and I have to be very frank with you, when my husband Steve came in with the news that people were reacting with such a negative reaction to Tiger Woods, what shocked me there was that they didn't get it about the modern American marriage, and I had a physical reaction to that.
No, you're saying the modern American marriage in what sense?
Well, in the sense,
talk about the man that's going to cheat.
Yeah, what Steve said was that men are going to cheat. I think if we don't know that, I think it's time that we grow up a little bit as women. We are still living in this land of Rapunzel and Rumpelstiltskin and the Ivory Tower and kissing a lot of frogs to find your prince and so forth. This is just not the way the world works. I was shocked to the point of suffering from some palpitations, which I have had ongoing ever since I was a child. When I look at women around me, they are clueless. And if you don't know that a man is going to go out and cheat on you, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're doing. I think the embarrassing thing about this is that she picked up a golf club, and it was and embarrassed herself as well as her friends. We have a word that we use at our steering committee for our fall-tacular and for the winter-taculars. It's redick. When you find out that your husband is cheating on you, when you find out that he is doing something that is very normal, and that is having an affair with another woman, you look redick if you pick up a golf club, for goodness sake. If you go to his hotel room and pound on the door. If you...
What is redick?
That's short for ridiculous.
It's short for ridiculous, and we use a little bit of shorthand in the steering committee meetings that we have. But a man is always going to cheat, so 99% of the women out there do change after they get married. I knock wood. In my case, it didn't happen. They get fatter. Some of them get dumber and duller. And a man can only respond by sleeping with another woman. And what we want women to understand and what we are doing with a series of seminars that we're having at our homeowners association here in our community center is to basically give women the message, get with it, ladies.
All right, let me ask you this, if you don't mind. And I know your husband's standing there. Has your husband cheated on you?
No, I have not.
No, Steve hasn't cheated on me, and I'll tell you a story, Phil. And the reason that he hasn't cheated on me is this reason. You remember when I said that 99% of all women get either fatter or dumber or duller, what we call the 3 Ds?
You call those the 3 Ds, even though one of them is...
Yeah, as a little bit of shorthand. We use a lot of shorthand. The 3 Ds, fatter, dumber, and duller. That did not happen. I knock wood in my marriage.
Well, are there not other women out there who have not allowed themselves to get fatter, dumber, and duller? Are there not other women out there who have kept themselves in shape?
So there are, but a very, very small percentage.
Not a significant percentage about that you know about.
Not significant enough a percentage that you'd really take notice of. Yes, there are. You ask me, are there women out there that have kept themselves from the 3 Ds? Yes, certainly there are. But really not enough of them to change what has been a trend since men and women have been getting married, and that is that men are going to cheat. When you find out that your husband has, or when a man has admitted that to you, the one thing I think you want to avoid is looking redick. You don't want to pick up a golf club. You don't want to look embarrassing and cause your friends and other people that have looked up to you and admired you for your fashion sense or the person that you are to look at you and say, okay, now they're embarrassing. Do I have lunch with them? Do I do these things that women like to do? So about 80% of your audience has either cheated or been cheated on already, Phil. About 19% will eventually cheat on or be cheated on. And then, as you mentioned, about 1% are like me. We don't have to worry about being cheated on.
What are these seminars you're having?
We're going to have it Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have our seminars for the women to get with it.
Yeah, well, you said it's a seminar so they don't look redick, and I understand that this is a shorthand, but...
this is called Get With It, Ladies. It's different from redick. Redick is simply shorthand for you don't want to look redick. If you find out that your husband has cheated on you, and again, if the numbers are to be believed, about 80% of all people listening right now are going to either cheat or be cheated on. There isn't really a single married couple out there, to my knowledge. And again, the raw data isn't in, but there isn't really a single marriage out there listening tonight. And I really hate to say this, Bill, because of the way that Tiger Woods' wife reacted, that hasn't been cheated on or done the cheating. And so this is part of these seminars and the others that will be forthcoming over the next, during the winter months.
Well, you've said an awful lot here. I can tell you I was married for 9 years. I never cheated on my wife, okay?
Well, again, we have said that it is not 100%. There is a 1%. I've met your wife, Maria, your former wife, Maria. She was very attractive. She didn't give you any reason to cheat. There are...
I can tell you that there were times when Maria and I both let ourselves go physically. I still didn't cheat on her.
Well, no, but I met your wife even during those periods. She was a lovely girl.
Yeah, Mr. And your wife was always hot. There's no way that you'd ever want to do that.
No, I think what we're saying here is such a big problem is that married women just always seem to let themselves go. They plump up. They are shocked that their men are cheating on them. It's stunning. If you look at most of these women, it's stunning that they don't know.
All right, let's talk about Tiger Woods' wife, because that's why you're on the program. Okay, this is a woman...
Let's talk about her.
Okay, this is a woman who is a model. She's gorgeous. She is a woman who is well-known to her countrymen. She was well-known to Mr. Woods. What are we talking about here?
Well, the bar gets raised with someone like Tiger Woods. He is not just a suburbanite husband or father. He's a very important and a very wealthy and well-known man. So the bar's going to get raised.
Mr. Ray, the bar gets raised. Well, it looks like if it's a big party for you, it's not for him.
I don't understand what you mean by pig party, sir.
What he's trying to say is what looks like a fashion plate to you or a woman that is the most gorgeous woman in the world looks, what were you saying?
Well, it looks like it's going to be, pig party time.
It looks like it's a pig party, too. And I'm not saying that about Tiger Woods' wife.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying. You're saying that because Tiger Woods is a cut above or a step above or... he's in that rarefied air that his wife, who many men would consider to be a very attractive woman, is, and I don't like the term pig party, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't mean by that.
Well, if someone did say to Tiger Woods, and this, I'm trying to be funny here, if you want to go to a pig party, he'd probably say, yeah, take my wife. I know that that is...
I don't think that he'd say that.
Well, I don't know where you get off saying that, because we know that he's cheated. What are you talking about? He's cheated on his wife.
He may have cheated on his wife. I don't see him... considering her a candidate for a pig party is all I'm trying to say. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk here about cheating, why husbands cheat. And the fact is that Tiger Woods' wife should have known it because every man's going to do it sooner or later. And one of the big reasons, women let themselves go, the three Ds, fatter, duller, and dumber. And this other term, redick. We'll get into that. 877-876-PHIL is a number. What?
You want to talk?
So it's redick. It's ridiculous.
I know that. I just... 877-redick. Ridiculous. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the latest episode here in the Tiger Woods saga, and that is that now there are women coming forward apparently saying that they had affairs with Tiger Woods, that there are voicemails to prove it, that there is one woman who's even named. None of this stuff, though, really means anything to you, Bobby, because this is something that is something his wife should have expected, right?
Well, absolutely. I think what the disservice that's being done to millions of American women is this put-on shock, this pretend outrage. We know, I think any woman, and one of the educations that I've gotten, Phil, here over the last couple of days is, I suppose there's a number of women that don't really know that this is something men are going to do. What I am saying, and I think what a lot of women are saying, we have got to stop embarrassing ourselves by reacting almost as if we're whores that got stiffed. I don't know if you know what I mean by that.
No, I don't know what you mean by that. Whores that got stiffed.
But it didn't get paid.
It didn't, in other words, didn't get paid. This is embarrassing to...
Why use a term like that? These are wives.
Yes, of course we're wives. Of course.
And wouldn't a wife be shocked when her husband says to her, or she finds out in some way, that she has, that he has been disloyal to her and their vows?
Again, Phil, you use a lot of terminology that is, it sounds good, it sounds very Cinderella. It is not a reality I think we live in. And when I say reacting as if you're a whore whose client didn't go to the ATM, what I am saying really is this. You are acting as if you're not aware of the fact that men are men. Well, I know they're men. I know Steve is a man. I'm lucky he hasn't cheated on me. I know there are a lot of women whose husbands have not cheated on them. But they are few and far between.
But my question still stands. What is a woman supposed to say? You know, you're using terms like a woman. See, in other words, what you're saying is, you're indicting the woman.
No, I'm not, Phil.
Well, yes, you are. When you say that a woman, finds out that her husband's cheating on her, she shouldn't react like a whore whose client didn't hit the ATM machine. Isn't that demeaning?
No, I don't think it's demeaning at all. I think what it is a heads up to women. I really think it's a heads up to women to learn how to deal with these things in a way that is a little bit more gracious. That's all. When you take a golf club and you bash in the windows to your husband's car, you have acted, as we say, re-dick. You are...
Yeah, okay, I know that re-dick means ridiculous. And so what you're saying is it's ridiculous.
Well, we're saying it's ridiculous, but it's re-dick. And
the reason why I say re-dick is to make it sound ridiculous.
Well, it's because re-dick... Ridiculous isn't even a word that you would apply to it. It's embarrassing. It makes you look smaller than you are. It embarrasses your friends. It embarrasses people that would otherwise want to share a salad with you or have a lunch. You begin to become smaller in the eyes of your friends.
All right, so what does a woman say if a man, she finds out her husband's cheated on her?
The thing that we advise is to change the subject, to ask him what he wants for dinner. I know it doesn't sound realistic, but when he says to you or you find out that he hasn't been faithful to you, the best thing to do is to move on. The best thing to do is to acknowledge it, tell him, yes, okay, I heard you. I suggest that if it happens that you go to the gym, get on your treadmill. There's obviously a problem there.
All right, Bobby, you're saying, and again, you throw this right back in the laps of women, that a husband cheats, he's going to cheat, it's unavoidable. When she finds out, she should change the subject or hit the gym. So in every instance, this is on a woman, including taking the golf club and bash. Are women allowed to get angry about this?
So you can do anything you want, you know.
But women can do anything they want, Mr. Harry, but they ought to be rejected.
Being re-dick.
The re-dick thing, if you...
it doesn't rise to the level of ridiculous, is what we're saying.
All right, the re-dick thing is fine and dandy. But a woman is entitled to some emotion here, you know? And if she finds out that her husband's been cheating on her...
You know what you can do? You can burn the emotion off at the gym.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Instead of getting angry, best thing to do with that energy, go down the treadmill.
To go to the gym, if your husband says to you that I have been with another woman, maybe you find out because you get some test results that you don't want to hear about, whatever it is.
Well, if you're getting test results, now we're talking about STDs, aren't we? I mean, this can get really serious.
Whatever it is, though, the first response should not be ridiculous. It should be something.
It should not be ridiculous, uh-huh.
Well,
we call it ridiculous.
We call it redick. It should be to go to the gym.
All right, go to the gym. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. All right, so there's the story on men who cheat. They're going to do it. It happens. Your response should be, what do you want for dinner? I got to hit the gym, obviously. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Now, I do have here the audio of the citation that was given to Tiger Woods. It's the audio, obviously, of Major Cindy Williams here. She announced today that Tiger Woods is going to get a traffic ticket.
So can I jump in with something? Because I did hear this audio. This is very, very, very representative of what you don't want to do. When you listen to this woman's voice, you can hear... First of all, it's none of her business, and she is trying to make it her business.
No, this is an officer from the Florida Highway Patrol, right?
No, I understand that it's an officer from the Florida Highway Patrol.
But her attitude, like, yeah, you know, we got it.
It's her attitude. Listen to this woman's attitude. You can tell that there's judgment in her voice. You can tell that she is stepping outside of her authority as a member of the Florida Highway Patrol and judging Tiger Woods and his activities.
Well, in what way? All right, let's listen to it, okay?
If when you hear this, you're going to hear a very strident, very angry, very hostile woman. And, you know, that's all I'm going to say, really.
Well, to the Highway Patrol is probably a pig party.
Hey, let's watch the pig party thing. I don't want to hear that term anymore.
What Steve is saying is she sounds like the kind of woman that this has happened to. And I really didn't want to say that.
Well, you just did say it, Ms. Dooley. Here is Major Cindy Williams. Boy, I'll tell you, that's, you know.
No, I am not knocking our police.
Well, to bring, this is a police officer. She is the what is called the public information officer, the PIO. Every police agency has them. And she's giving information to the press.
No, I understand that, but she doesn't have to pretend like she's giving a speech.
Let's listen. I'll let my listeners make up their mind. Cindy Williams, Florida Highway Patrol, on Tiger Woods getting a traffic ticket.
The investigation has determined that Mr. Woods is at fault in the crash. This afternoon, FHP is in the process of issuing a uniform traffic citation
for
careless driving to Mr. Woods.
Right there.
Any person operating a vehicle upon the streets or highways within the state is required by law to drive in a careful and prudent manner so as not to endanger the life, limb, or property of any person. Careless driving is a moving violation.
Listen to her keep on
and
going.
Upon conviction,
hold on for a minute.
May result in a fine of $164 and 4 points on a driving record.
I can't hear her.
But still, she's going on and on and on.
Yeah, she's like, she's lecturing Mr. Henry. She's not just, okay, Tiger Woods got to take it. She's sticking it in and twisting it.
Well, that's exactly right. She is pressing and pressing. She's almost like a school mom. And Tiger Woods, and he did this. I think it is so redick. And I know you don't like that word.
I think the word is redick, if you want the honest opinion here.
Well, I think that's very cute. It is kind of redick word, but it is redick. Bill, it is redick for her to stand there and sound like she's giving Tiger Woods a dressing down. It's none of her business. If she's a Florida Highway Patrol trooper and she is, you know, and she's wearing larger pants or whatever you want to call it, that's really not Tiger Woods' problem. Her problems are not Tiger Woods' problems.
That's the only thing that we found bad about it.
I don't hear that officer doing anything other than her job. She may sound like she's, you know, making a pronouncement, but that is her job. She's a public information officer. Here is Sergeant Kim Montez explaining that no other charges are pending against Tiger Woods.
After reviewing the evidence available to us, and in consultation with the Office of State Attorney Lawson Lamar,
are you listening to
it was determined that there was insufficient evidence available to issue a subpoena for any additional medical information that might exist in this case. We cannot speak to the existence of any blood evidence.
What?
There are no claims of domestic violence by any individual.
So you hear the redick playing.
Hold on for a minute. Can we knock it off with the redick? What do you mean, oh, my God?
No, they could be sisters, those two women. In other words, both of those women know that Tiger Woods cheated on his wife, and both of them are angry. And they both happen to be the spokespeople, do you call them the what, PIO?
Public information officers, yes.
And they are both lecturing him as if he's a little boy.
And you can hear about redick.
Yeah, you know,
No, but if you wouldn't mind, play it again. In fact, if Bud Dickman is there.
Yeah, I'll do it, Miss Dooley.
Don't do it if I don't tell you to do it.
No, I really want to hear these again. You can
the investigation has determined that Mr. Woods
after
is at
reviewing
fault
the evidence
of this afternoon.
Turn it off, man.
And in consultation with the process of
yes,
the
right there, right there, right there.
It was determined that there was insufficient evidence of any operating a vehicle.
Will you get that out of here before I flip?
What? It's redick.
I got your redick.
What happened, Miss Dooley?
I hung up on her. Doesn't tell me what to do on my show. I tell me what to do on my show. Redick. Hang up on those people, man. I can still hear their damn cell phone. Thank you. 877-877-6. Turn that off, please. Those are two public information officers. If they sound like sisters, well, that's just the way it goes. GM CEO resigns, plus the stories we couldn't get to. Coming up, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil
Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and Twitter at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, our website for our audio and video. Boy, we haven't done a story on healthcare in so long, and I miss it so much.
Wow.
That we ought to do one, you know. They are debating it. And, you know, the more I just follow along, you know, the healthcare so-called debate and the so-called discussion, and the more I realize, and I know people may not understand this or agree with this, but I really know that it seems obvious to me that more and more people are getting with the idea that there's some kind of a, you know, overhaul needed, that the discussion about this Senate bill is such that people know what they don't want, but they aren't really sure what it is they do want. And these debates, in their own way, clarify things. You know, we said the other day, it's, you know, I hate to say this, but it's going to happen. It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. But in a very short order, as people get up to speed on what we're talking about, people are not going to say, no, we don't want it. They're going to say, yes, we do want it. They're going to get more educated as to how much it costs. They're going to get more educated as to how it can be done. They're going to get more educated as to what it means. They're going to get more educated as to what its significance is to the economy. All of the fairy tales, all of the stuff about, I don't know, socialism and all of this stuff, things like that don't last long. They have no substance. There's nothing to back really those claims up. So they will travel along like pilot fish for a while, but they fall to the side when, you know, the socialism argument just doesn't hold any water when nobody can even define socialism, right? So you're not going to be hanging with that one very long. And I'm not saying that we got to have this bill, but what gets me through the night, man, is, you know, and my faith in human nature is the more I hear this stuff, the more I know, well, something's going to happen. And I got to give the guy credit. I got to give Obama credit for that. I'm sorry. You can't look at me with a straight face and say the following thing. You know, they're going to dismantle Medicare. And what's going to happen to Medicare? And then in the same breath say to me, and government controlled health care, I don't want that. See, that doesn't make any sense. You can't look at me and say, you know, I don't mind paying for illegal aliens going into emergency rooms to get emergency care through higher premiums, but I'll be damned if I'm going to be taxed for it. Yeah, there's no sense in the world that you can make of that. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't mind paying higher premiums, but I don't want to be taxed for it. In other words, you're still paying for the same illegal alien. I don't damn sure don't want to. Well, we're not going to pay for them with the tax thing, man. Well, somebody's got to pay for them. They ain't going to be in that one. Well, I'd rather pay for them through my insurance premiums than not pay for them through my tax, you know. In any event, tempers continue to rise as the Senate moved toward the health vote. On the floor of the Senate yesterday was Senator Tom Corbin. He sent a message to senators today and to seniors, more specifically, while debating the health care plan. So maybe this guy, I forget who it was, that one congressman who said, all the Republicans want you to do is die. Well, anyway, that's what Coburn says the Democrats want you to do, Grandma.
What I disagree is moving $2.5 trillion more under government control, which will raise costs ultimately in the healthcare sector. And if it doesn't raise costs, and we're truly going to take this money from Medicare, what it's going to do to our seniors is I have a message for you. You're going to die sooner. And they're going to go, gas, that isn't true. That isn't true. When you restrict the ability of the primary caregivers in this country to do what is best for their senior patients, what you are doing is limiting their life expectancy.
All right. So he likes Medicare, right? In other words, and there's a little bit of a scare tactic going on there, obviously. You are not going to live as long. You know, the price is going to go up. And if it doesn't go up, you're going to die. You know? Because they're going to take money from Medicare so that the price doesn't go up. Now, what he doesn't tell you is they're taking the money from Medicare and they're going to apply it to a larger plan that covers more than seniors but still covers seniors. But that doesn't matter. You can't have it. There's nothing good about it, man. You know, either I want my government plan, which is Medicare, or I don't want a government plan, which would make Medicare unnecessary. Do you understand? More to the point, the longer this debate goes on, the more I recognize the horse dung, as I'm sure you do, the more I hear who the idiots are, who the clowns are that are just, you know, making speeches, and what the real deal is. He said $2.5 trillion more. What he was saying basically is it's costing us $2.5 trillion right now with no government health plan, with no government health care at all. It costs us $2.5 trillion a year. That's the price right now. That's what Americans pay for their health care every year, $2.5 trillion. That is a lot of bread. This guy is trying to make the case that it's going to cost $2.5 trillion plus $2.5 trillion. And if it doesn't cost $2.5 trillion plus $2.5 trillion, that means Medicare is going to be taking money from that. You're going to die, Grandma. In other words, if the plan actually goes into effect and is not going to cost us more, this guy Coburn has got to kind of find something wrong with it. I know your grandmother's going to die. All right, so that's the last you're going to hear about that on this show for a long time, man, until they, you know, pass something, which may never be. All right, in the stories we couldn't get to tonight, here's one that's one for the books, man. Now, we referred to this earlier. Players have dirty sex in hit game. That's right, a popular role-playing combat video game featuring graphic homosexual sex between a man and an elf has hit store shelves just in time for Christmas. Oh my good lord. Let's see, we have the video game audio here. It's called Dragon Age Origins, released November the 3rd for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360, depicts two men in various sex positions in a secret scene of homosexual seduction. Are you kidding me? The game is by BioWare, makers of Mass Effect, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, and Baldur's Gate. It has a mature rating. All right, so a lot of people think that video games are just for little kids, but obviously they're not. Here is the sex scene between the elf. Wait till you hear this elf. You want to arrest the elf. You really do.
What comes next is entirely up to you. I was raised to take my pleasures where they could be found, for they do not come very often. I shall ask nothing more of you than you are willing to give. I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin. All I know is of pleasure and death. What room is there on these things for love, huh? At any rate, we should be on our way. A new day awaits us, or so the rumor goes.
I was born of a... In Massachusetts, a Massachusetts woman who recently separated from her husband had her hours cut at work and had her hours cut at work says an image of Jesus Christ she sees on her iron has reassured her that life's going to be good. Mary Jo Cody first noticed the image Sunday when she walked into her daughter's room. The brownish residue on the bottom of the iron looks like the face of a man with long hair. The 44-year-old Cody was raised Catholic. She and her two college-age daughters agree that the image looks like Jesus and is proof that he's listening. Now, being out of work and having your hours cut and having your husband separated from you and all that stuff, you sure do need some money, don't you? So why not drum a little bit business up with Jesus on your iron? In any event, Cody tells the Eagle Tribune she hopes her story will inspire others during the holidays. That's his code for, I hope I can sell it to a magazine. She says she plans to keep the iron in a closet and she's going to buy a new one. A man in Ohio said he had to do some running of his own while watching football on television when a deer came crashing in through a window. Jeff Berger said he managed to get out of the way when the animal charged him on Sunday evening inside his fiancée's house in Lima in northwest Ohio. The deer jumped on the living room sofa Berger had been lying on. The deer, which authorities said appeared to be a doe, had smashed through a patio window, making a noise that Berger said led him to fear someone was trying to break in or kill him and his fiancée, Marianne Tate, but neither was injured by the deer. The deer, however, did take his stereo and walked out with a brand new pair of... Anyway, the police officers arrived and chased the deer from behind the couch and out onto the out the front door and told the deer never to return. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, maybe the bank robber needed the money to buy a watch. It would seem he needed one after arriving 6 minutes after the Guardian Credit Union in Waukesha had closed. Police said a man wearing a ski mask entered the first set of doors at 5:36 Wednesday with a gun, apparently not realizing that the bank was closed, the dumbass. The second set of doors was locked and police were called, but the man left before they arrived. Waukesha Police Sergeant Jerry Habanek said, told the Freeman newspaper in Waukesha that police are receiving security tapes and investigating. He said the robber could have planned poorly or possibly had another reason, like getting tied up in traffic. Like, this cop's got to explain this to the guy from the Freeman in Waukesha. I don't know, man. You know, what do you think? What did he do? He got, I don't know. He didn't. What do you want me to tell you? All right, thanks. I got to file this by file. Okay. A rare 5-carat pink diamond was auctioned off for a record $10.8 million in Hong Kong on Tuesday, putting some shine back into the world's rare and large stone market, which was badly hit by the financial crisis. The stone, of a vivid pink hue and considered near perfect but not quite flawless, triggered brisk bidding in Christie's autumn sales of Asian and Chinese art in Hong Kong. The price smashed the previous record set 15 years ago in Geneva for a 19.66-carat stone that sold for $7.4 million. The pink gem's per-carat price of $2.2 million was also the highest ever paid for any diamond at auction, according to Christie's records. No stone has ever sold for $2 million a carat. We were used to $1 million a carat for colored diamonds, but never $2 million, said Francois Couillet, Christie's Europe chairman. This is an absolute record. It's not going to be broken for a while, I believe. That was an interview he did with the Freeman there in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The kid said, okay, now, after I get with this cop, I want to talk to you about the diamond, okay? How'd you get here? In other news that we couldn't get to, L.A. radio disc jockey says Charles Manson is my father. A Los Angeles radio DJ is claiming that notorious killer Charles Manson is his biological father. Matthew Roberts was adopted as an infant and raised in Rockford, Illinois. Years later, when he went looking for his birth parents, he allegedly discovered the horrible secret. The 41-year-old Roberts says his biological father turned out to be convicted killer Charles Manson. Why don't you go up and visit your dad, man? He's still around. Anyway, in an interview with The Sun... I don't know what newspaper that the sun. There's no sun around here, man. Well, there's the sun in the sky.
Yeah, that one.
Anyway, in an interview with The Sun, Roberts claims his biological mother, Terry, revealed that she had been raped by Manson in a drug-fueled orgy back in 1967. After his birth, his young mother gave him up for adoption. I didn't want to believe it. I was frightened and angry. It's like finding out that Adolf Hitler is your father. I'm a peaceful person, trapped in the face of a monster, Roberts told The Sun. Roberts says, sure, he has a disc jockey business. It's faltering, and he could use a little free publicity, but that's not why he made this claim. Roberts says he's confirmed his mother's story through letters with Manson. Sure, Chuck's going to tell you the truth. That's right, kid. He sends me weird stuff and always signs it with his swastika. At first, I was stunned and depressed. I wasn't able to speak for a day. I remember not being able to eat, but now it's kind of cool. No, he didn't say that. Manson is serving a life sentence in the Tate-LaBianca murders. A South Florida woman has been charged with calling in a bomb threat to keep her boss from missing a flight. An arrest report said a 31-year-old woman was charged Thursday with making a false report of planting a bomb. Miami International Airport officials received a call and an email on Wednesday claiming that a bomb was on an American Airlines plane. Police searched the specified aircraft but didn't find a bomb. Investigators tracked the email to the woman's computer. During questioning, the woman reportedly told police that her boss had been booked on the flight to Honduras, but she'd caused him to be late for the flight. She thought the bomb threat would give her boss time to make the flight. Yeah, huh? The woman was being held on $7,500 bond. All right, well, that's it for the stories we couldn't get to tonight, man. But that dirty sex with an elf, you better, I don't know, you know, okay. What does that tell you, man? It tells you that people are still... I bet you the primary users of video games these days are adults.
Well, yeah, but you still, you want to have sex with an elf?
No, I don't want to have sex with an elf. I'm just saying that's the only way you're going to be able to sell that game. It's got an M rating, so. World Famous Phil, every show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, pleasant good morning from El Pacifico.
Sex with an elf.
Phil Hendry.